Sports betting isn't just about picking winners. It's a complex mathematical chess match played against both sportsbooks and other bettors. When the Chiefs and 49ers clashed in Super Bowl LIV, casual fans placed $6.8 billion in bets based on team loyalty or hunches, while professional bettors approached it as a mathematical puzzle with profitable solutions. This fundamental difference explains why some consistently win while most lose. The sports betting marketplace isn't designed for fairness. It's engineered to generate profits through carefully calculated odds and market dynamics. Warren Buffett reportedly keeps the logic of sports betting on his desk not because he wagers on games, but because he recognizes the parallel between finding market inefficiencies in stocks and in point spreads. Both require understanding true probabilities, recognizing mispriced opportunities, and acting decisively when an edge presents itself. The sports betting market has evolved into a sophisticated ecosystem where success depends not just on predicting outcomes, but on understanding the complex interplay of odds, market movements, and betting behavior. Most bettors wrongly approach sports betting as solitaire, searching for off prices while ignoring that they're competing against both the house and other bettors. Every bet has a counterparty who thinks they'll win against you. When lines post, professionals immediately exploit mispriced opportunities, triggering rapid adjustments. Like Black Friday doorbusters, the best deals disappear instantly. Professional syndicates use automated systems to place hundreds of bets within seconds of lines opening, simultaneously monitoring multiple sportsbooks to exploit tiny discrepancies. This competition explains why most bettors lose despite having good information. You're not just predicting games correctly, you're competing against others with better tools and information. Professionals build sophisticated models, track movements across dozens of books, and respond instantly to new information. Success requires thinking like a trader, not a fan. Look for virgin lines, markets at only one sportsbook, or in-play betting where competition is less sophisticated. It's like fishing. You'll catch more in a secluded stream than in a heavily trafficked pond where fish have seen every lure. Converting odds to break-even percentages reveals the true cost of each wager. For American odds, plus numbers, plus 120, divide 100 by 100 plus the number equals 45.5%. Minus numbers, minus 110, divide the number by 100 plus the number equals 52.4%. This difference shows why understanding percentages matters. At minus 110 odds, you need to win 52.4% of bets to break even, a surprisingly difficult threshold. Sportsbooks profit through the hold, the spread between what they buy and sell bets for. A standard minus 110 market has a 4.5% hold, much higher than casino games like blackjack, 0.5%. The hold varies across betting markets. Multi-way markets with three or more outcomes often hide higher hold percentages, typically 7 to 15%. A three-way soccer market might show odds of plus 150, plus 200, and plus 180, creating a hold percentage above 10%. Understanding these percentages isn't just mathematical trivia, it's fundamental to intelligent betting. Smart bettors always evaluate whether their true win probability exceeds the break-even percentage implied by the odds. Contrary to popular belief, sportsbooks don't employ armies of super nerds calculating lines. They use three approaches: small quantitative analyst teams, copying other sportsbooks, or price discovery, with copying being most common. Market-making sportsbooks set initial lines that others copy, similar to how gold prices are established. These market makers determine the right price through actual betting behavior. They post initial lines with low limits, then adjust based on action. Market makers track every bet's details and profile players on a scale, typically 1 to 5, from recreational to sharp professionals. When conflicting bets arrive, they move lines more aggressively based on sharp action. most lines originate from one primary market-making book per sport, with others copying. This creates a fragile system where one book's movement can trigger industry-wide copycat moves without actual betting activity. This explains why public money rarely influences lines significantly. Since retail books shadow market makers regardless of customer action, the fade the public strategy typically fails. Successful sports betting hinges on creating zero-hold synthetic markets by combining optimal prices across sportsbooks. When one book offers Diamondbacks plus 140 and another offers Rockies minus 140, you've created a 0% hold market, eliminating the penalty for being wrong while preserving the upside for being right. Micro-hold markets, like Diamondbacks plus 138, Rockies minus 140, with just 0.35% hold, offer similar advantages. Negative hold opportunities, Diamondbacks plus 142, Rockies minus 140, are scalps that guarantee profit. You can create zero hold markets using related markets too, such as converting between point spreads and money lines in NFL games. This chasing steam approach targets sportsbooks slow to update after significant line movements. The winning strategy is finding games where you can create zero-hold markets between sportsbooks, then deciding which side you prefer. Most losing bettors do the opposite, starting with a hunch, then seeking prices. Rather than challenging sportsbooks at their strengths, target their vulnerabilities. Specialize in specific sports or market types and develop mathematical models focused on exploitable patterns rather than general predictions. Props create vulnerability for sportsbooks by expanding their attack surface. Instead of managing a few benchmarked markets per game, books must maintain dozens of props without clear reference points. Props are typically priced based on main lines, but rarely updated when new information emerges. While main markets adjust for injuries or weather, props often remain static. Books also make errors by copying competitors' prices while accidentally changing wording, like two or more versus more than two touchdowns. Player props become especially exploitable when news affects individual performance without moving the main line, like benched hitters affecting pitcher strikeout props or injured cornerbacks impacting receiver yardage. Though often dismissed as sucker bets, parlays can be powerful tools for winning bettors by circumventing betting limits. A three-leg parlay of 50-50 bets nearly triples your effective betting volume despite nominal limits. The most lucrative opportunity comes from correlated parlays, where winning one leg increases the likelihood of winning another. Though sportsbooks try to prevent obvious correlations, some advantageous combinations slip through. Counterintuitively, aiming for a high win rate isn't optimal in sports betting. The best approach is making every bet with positive expected value, regardless of win percentage. Making 5-67% bets plus 55% bets generates more profit than just the 5-67% bets, even as your overall winning percentage decreases. The most effective strategy is systematically reducing the sportsbook's typical 4% hold until you create a negative hold in your favor. Small advantages applied consistently yield better results than chasing unrealistic win rates. This process involves comparison shopping across multiple sportsbooks, converting between different point spreads, and adding small edges from angle plays, weather factors, or market movements. Your goal isn't being right 60% of the time. It's finding situations where the odds require 50% accuracy, but your analysis suggests 52%. That 2% edge, applied consistently across hundreds of bets, builds long-term profitability. Sports betting is about patiently accumulating small advantages that compound over time.